Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Now, here's this week's episode of Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. The following is a presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, welcome to Bulldogs Live. For the next 2 hours, we're talking dogs football. Hear from head coach Kirby Smart and get in-depth analysis from Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars. All that and more is right here on Bulldogs Live. Bulldogs Live is brought to you by Piedmont Healthcare. Piedmont Healthcare, connecting you with great care every step of the way. With confidence, we move forward. With heart, we keep carrying on. Georgia United Credit Union. Georgia United Credit Union. Score your official Bulldogs debit card today at GUCU.org/GoDogs. Georgia Farm Bureau. Always the home team. Bulldogs Live is also brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Drive sober so you won't get pulled over. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs. And by Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit Northside.com. Now, alongside head coach Kirby Smart, here's the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Hi again, everyone. Welcome to another Thursday Night Bulldogs Live with Georgia head coach Kirby Smart. We're pleased you've taken some time out of your evening to join us tonight. Each week, a list of questions is compiled for Coach Smart via social media. A list of questions with a hashtag AskCoachSmart. You can send your questions to any Georgia Bulldogs social media platform with that hashtag, and we could use your question here on the show. Very simple process, and we appreciate your participation each week. So Kirby Smart will be coming up in a couple of minutes, and he'll be here for the next hour. Then in hour number two of Bulldogs Live tonight, it's your chance to call in and talk to the Bulldogs All-Stars. Former Georgia players taking your questions about this year's team, and that's from 8 until 9 o'clock tonight. Well, the Bulldogs are 4 up and 2 down this week after last Saturday's 44-28 loss to Florida in Jacksonville. And that record will stay that way for another week, as it was learned on Wednesday. The Bulldogs' scheduled trip to Missouri to face the Tigers on Saturday afternoon has been wiped out for the weekend due to virus protocol and contact tracing issues within the Missouri football program. So Georgia football suddenly has another open date. The Bulldogs' next scheduled game in this already shortened season is Mississippi State in Athens on November 21st, a week from Saturday. The kickoff for that one is 7:30 p.m. at Sanford Stadium, if everything holds steady between now and then. The Georgia-Missouri contest is one of several games in the SEC already postponed for this weekend, and that includes Mississippi State and Auburn, Alabama and LSU, and Texas A&M and Tennessee. Well, that's some of the news that's fit to mention at this time. Maybe we get some more in the next hour. So let's get to Coach Kirby Smart. He's next. This is Bulldogs Live here on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance was created in 1959 to provide financial protection for farmers and rural communities. Over the years, it has grown to protect all Georgians through affordable home, auto, and life insurance, helping Georgia build a strong agriculture industry and keeping the promises we made to our members. Our agents and members stand together for the values that make Georgia special: faith, family, and community. We stand together. We stand for you.
We are a Farm Bureau.
Hey, dog fans, Coach Kirby Smart here. Do you have a game plan for flu season? Get ahead of the competition by getting a flu shot at Piedmont. It's the smart thing to do. Stop by any Piedmont primary care, quick care, or urgent care location and stay healthy all season long. Visit piedmont.org/UGA to learn more and book online. Piedmont Healthcare, more ways to better.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldog fans, Coach Smart here. My friends at Georgia United Credit Union now offer Georgia Bulldogs Visa debit cards. Now you can show your team pride everywhere you go and spend. Pick your favorite design and score yours today. Georgia United makes banking easy, friendly, and smart for busy members like myself. Attack the day with a free checking account that pays big interest. It's the smart choice. Visit at gucu.org/go dogs for important account information. Insured by NCUA. Georgia United, the official credit union of Georgia Athletics.
The Hilltop Grill opened the night David Green hit Michael Johnson at Auburn, sending the Dogs to the SEC title. In the years since, Hilltop has become an Athens favorite, featuring premium steak and seafood. Locally owned, the Hilltop gives you the finest in food without the hassle of downtown. With an open and covered patio, reservations available for all occasions, private parties, and a sensational Sunday brunch, hunker down and head to the Hilltop at 2310 West Broad. Call 706-353-7667. That's 706-353-7667.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
And welcome back to Bulldogs Live with Georgia head coach Kirby Smart. Thanks for being with us tonight as another twist and turn in this wacky year has taken place this year. And Coach is here to tell us about it and their experiences this week as the game that was scheduled for Saturday has now been postponed. And so there won't be a Georgia-Missouri game on Saturday. There's an additional open date now. And, Coach, it's good to see you. And tell us about your week and how you're making through all these twists and turns going on in 2020.
Well, you just you stay active, you stay ready, and you're always ready to change. And that's the part about being a coach that is good, because we have to change schedules, change things constantly, just not as much as we have this year. And we roll with the punches. You know, our guys were excited to go play Missouri and really looking forward to a chance to get out there and go play again. And it's just not going to happen this week. It's going to happen next week. So we got to prepare for that.
It's the second time this season that Georgia, our program, has been affected by basically somebody else's issues with the virus. That's the situation with Missouri this week. Last time it was our off week flip-flopped, and then we ended up playing Kentucky on Halloween instead of the previous week. So it's just changing on the fly. You got a lot of people that have to flip the page at the same time. How has that gone for you inside this program?
It's been great. The transition has been easy in terms of adjusting, because as long as you're, you know, playing teams that you were expecting to play, there's a preparation there. It's just changing of order. I think that the toughest thing is just the unknown and not knowing, you know, are we going to be able to get them in? Are the teams down the line going to be healthy enough? It's just that part is the hardest part, but we don't get to control any of that.
As you came off the Florida game earlier in the week, what were your practices like? What were some of the things you were working on as you started to get ready for Missouri? And then I guess I'll ask you about that in a few minutes, but I guess you've switched gears on that now and move on to the next one. But what was the early portion of the week like for you in your preparation?
It was good. We came out, had a really good practice Monday, put that game behind us, went through corrections, went over the mistakes. And so much of what you see in college football now is what we call copycat. So we spend a lot of time week to week going through what a defense does to our offense to try to beat the protection, or what they try to do to stop our run game. Same thing offensively. So we look at those things. We rep them on Monday, and then we implement some of those things in practice on Tuesday and Wednesday when we're trying to prepare for our new opponent. So Monday was an intro to Missouri and what they do. And then Tuesday we practice for Missouri, not knowing if we're going to have a game. And then Wednesday, of course, we find out mid-morning that we're not going to play them. So we had two practice schedules done and went with the non-game practice schedule and prepared that way. And we're able to get a lot of quality work in terms of ones going against ones, twos against twos, threes against threes, really high tempo, go fast, get on and off the field, but get good work done. And I thought our players had a good attitude about that.
Unfortunately, one of the storylines for this team this year has been injuries. Can you kind of quickly update us on some of the guys and their progress? We lost Marcus in the game on Saturday to the ankle injury. Do you have any guys that have
that you're hoping will be back from Mississippi State?
Well, I'm trying to think. Kenny, we feel like should be back. He was kind of almost back for Florida. Felt like he was getting close to be able to
play.
Did he
travel?
Yeah, he was there. He was at the Florida game. He traveled and thought we could have got him in an emergency situation and wanted him to go to Florida because he was from Florida, and he felt close to being able to play. So we were able to take him down there, and he's practiced limited some still, but he practiced this week. So we think he's going to bounce back. We continue to think we're going to get George back. He's had a good week of practice. Lewis is working his way back. He's in concussion protocol and would have been a close call on a game against Missouri. But we're hopeful to get him back with more time, and we got a lot of guys dinged up, a lot of young players that would have really been able to get some reps and work this week that have not been able to because they've had other injuries throughout the last couple of weeks that may not have even played yet.
Is Jordan Davis still day-to-day, or are you still hoping that, he can come back?
Yeah, he's training on the side. He's getting dressed out and getting work and really conditioning hard, which is big for him because he's a big man. And we chart his yardage, his GPS, his speeds each day, and he's improved each day in terms of speed and running and conditioning to stay in good shape. He's played a lot of reps, so it's not the physical banging he needs. It's the staying in shape he needs, and he's been able to do that.
With Jordan and Julian both out, at least for the time being for Jordan, how have the younger guys behind him looked? How did they look in the Florida game in your estimation?
Well, they've done a good job in terms of picking up the slack. It's been really tough because those two guys being out, and we also were without Warren Brinson last week, who was injured, and it's one of those things that you don't bring up, don't bring to light, but it's tough when you just got so few, and he's been unable to practice this week. So in terms of Bill Norton, Zion Logue, Tymon Mitchell, those guys have gotten more reps. Jalen's had to step up. Obviously, Devontae has played a lot. Nazir has gotten some reps in there. So we're having to grow up fast up front with the limited guys we've got.
I think the virus rule, you got to have at least four defensive linemen at that position. I think I read that somewhere. That's one of the numbers. It didn't say anything about injuries, but fortunately, you're deep at that spot, so you can still fill the numbers, although it's inexperience at this point.
Well, it's really close because the minimums are three. If you don't have three interior defensive linemen, then that's the minimum. You technically don't have to play the game. That's one of the things with Missouri is they were on the minimums of 53 and the defensive line minimums, and that's we're really close to that because Bill and Zion are guys that we count as outside guys, and so when it comes to the interior guys, we're really, really low on those interior numbers, and I would say we're usually deeper than most in the SEC. But because of the guys we've got, it puts us at a very close number.
This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. Coach will be here until the top of the hour. We'll get to your questions that you send in via social media with the hashtag AskCoachSmart. You can send those in anytime during the week to any of Georgia's social media platforms. Hashtag AskCoachSmart. We'll use them on the show if we have enough time. And your question can be asked directly to Kirby. Missing Athens this season? Then we'll bring a piece of Athens to you. Visit harrydoghouse.com to learn how you can get a real part of the Sanford Stadium experience right at your home gate. That's harrydoghouse.com. This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart, and we're back after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hello and welcome to Keno Talk.
Hi, it's Dan. My parrot and I want to play Keno.
It's easy. You pick up to 10 numbers, then Keno picks 20.
Keno picks 20.
Shish.
The more you match, the more you win.
The more you match, the more you win.
I know already.
You can win up to $100,000 every 3.5 minutes.
$100,000 every 3.5 minutes.
I heard him.
Just play, you idiot. Just play, you idiot.
Put it on.
Play Keno from anywhere and win up to $100,000 over 300 times a day.
I'm John Addison, a lifetime Bulldog fan, Georgia graduate, and the chairman of distribution for Primerica, the largest independent financial services marketing company in North America. Primerica is a Main Street company for Main Street families. We help people from all walks of life achieve their goals and dreams by offering common sense financial solutions to today's challenges. As a Georgia-based company, Primerica is proud to continue to sponsor Georgia football. Go Dawgs!
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
I never thought I'd be talking about the D word, but now she's hired an attorney and I can't ignore it anymore. I need to prepare.
This is Lee Merriweather. At Merriweather & Tharp, we know the importance of preparation when facing a divorce. It's critical to gather and analyze information. If you're facing a divorce, call for a free phone consultation with one of our attorneys.
This is Bob Tharp. You have questions. Now there's one place to find the answers you need. Merriweather & Tharp, with offices throughout Atlanta, helping clients through difficult times.
1545 Peachtree Street, 678-879-9000. AtlantaDivorceTeam.com.
I'm Monty Watson, UGA alum and chairman and CEO of the Piedmont Bank. As a banker, I know numbers, and the numbers that matter most to us Georgia fans are the numbers that are on the scoreboard when the clock runs out. But in business, there's no scoreboard and the clock never stops. That's why at Piedmont Bank, banking is more than the numbers. Our business customers know they're ranked number one, and that means we never stop helping them reimagine their businesses in Georgia and beyond. Get to know us today at Piedmont.bank/UGA. And most importantly, go Dawgs.
Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart continues. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We appreciate it. If you missed the news of the week, there's no Bulldog football game this weekend. Georgia and Missouri postponed due to virus problems on the Missouri end. And the game has been hopefully will be rescheduled. Coach is here. And is there any word on that yet, Kirby, about the rescheduling? I guess they're looking at the 19th maybe as the first possibility for both teams with an open date.
Yeah, I think there's a consideration of the 19th becoming a date of games as we've seen this build up, and it gives the SEC office much more flexibility. So that's a possibility, but there's no – certainty in when our game versus Missouri would be, and not sure we'll know until the more information they have, the easier it is to make decisions. So Sunday testing coming back from the weekend is really critical in terms of COVID, because they get those Sunday tests on Monday, it gives them a better picture of how many games they're going to be able to get next week.
And that 19th of December is also right now is the SEC championship date, and certainly Georgia's not out of the picture for that either. So there's still a lot to work out here over the next month. As we'll jump into our Ask the Coach segment now. It's brought to you by Merriweather and Tharp. You have questions, we have answers, and these are your questions. You send in via social media with the hashtag AskCoachSmart. And we'll start with Johnny's question in Atlanta, Coach. And Johnny says, does this game being postponed give the team a chance to regroup and get healthy, or would you rather just play?
No, I'd rather just play. I mean, I want to play if at all possible, because there's no get healthy at this point. You know, we're not getting guys back that were lost for the season, and there's very few guys that we're going to get back in a short span. You know, a matter of a week. It's not like we're gaining guys back left and right, because most of the ones that are hurt for us are out for substantial time. So for us, I would prefer to go play, grow as a team, get better, get the younger guys, get the guys that are playing for the injury guys, get an opportunity to grow those guys and get them better.
And speaking of that, I asked you about injuries earlier, but if I can get a quick update on Richard LeCount and how he's doing, and Marcus, how did he come away from Jacksonville?
Marcus was in great spirits, you know, just to see him smiling and understand it was part of the game. And I think he felt much more comfortable when he realized the people Ron have had in our program that have had a very similar injury, when James Cook and Riley Ridley have all had that same injury and bounced back and been really successful, and makes you feel a lot more comfortable to know somebody's been through that and recovered from it. Richard's been able to get in the pool, got some videos of him yesterday from Ron, training in the pool, doing exercise in the pool, running in the pool, which was good. And he's doing more and more each day and picking up what he's able to do. And he's been at practices with the team, with the script, and trying to help coach those guys.
And I would imagine with Richard LeCount's personality, I mean, if anybody is trying to fight back as hard as possible to get back on this field with this team, it would be him.
Oh, yeah. He loves it. You know, he loves the game. He loves being around it. He's such a big personality that I know it's important to him.
Allen in Athens, did the news this week come as a surprise, or did you see it coming?
Well, I mean, relative to when. I mean, Tuesday, I kind of saw it coming. A surprise probably would have been Sunday or Monday, you know, after our game to hear that. But once we got closer and you heard of the other schools having issues and the other cancellations, certainly thought, or postponements, it certainly felt like that ours could happen.
It's kind of hitting home this week with four games at this point being postponed or hopefully rescheduled. So the SEC kind of hit hard in that area this weekend. Pete in Sandy Springs, Georgia, how has the energy been this week at practice?
It's been really good. It's been really good. I thought Monday was one of our better practices in terms of energy and juice, getting out there and getting back to work and targeting the areas we need to improve on. Of course, we were game planning for Missouri, so that was a big part of it. And then Tuesday was good, too. Tuesday's always a heavier, more physical day, work day, and we're able to compete and do some good things. We actually had to go inside Tuesday because of the weather, so that probably helped.
Are you able to do does inside, outside, is that any difference on a day like Tuesday when you have – I guess you still have a lot of contact, right?
Yeah, I mean,
as much as you can.
Yeah, a lot considering. I mean, a lot more than we have on Monday. So we go full pads on Tuesday and still try to have periods where we get after it, and then we tone it down some. And as the season goes on, you try to cut back on some of that. But I thought that Tuesday was good, and I think it helps a little bit energy-wise because we were inside.
This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart, and a reminder to tune in this Sunday night at midnight to WSB TV Channel 2 to catch the latest episode of Kirby Smart All Access. There's no game Saturday, but the TV show will air on Sunday in its usual slot. Kirby Smart All Access this Sunday at midnight on WSB TV Channel 2 or anytime next week on demand at GeorgiaDogs.com. Stay with us. More of your questions for Coach Kirby Smart as we roll along here on Bulldogs Live. Back after this on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License number 6578.
It's not really about the tailgating or even being in the stands. It's not even really about winning or losing. It's always been about being with friends and family, making memories for tomorrow while being in the moment today. That's what Georgia football means. Are you ready? We are. Since it's different this season, and many of us can't get up to Athens, we're going to bring Athens to you. Visit HarryDoghouse.com to learn how your home gating experience can become one of your best Bulldog memories.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
This is Jay with Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We're honored to help promote Dive In for Diabetes to benefit Camp Kudzu. Come join us on Saturday, November 21st at 3 p.m. as I dive in the frigid Lake Altoona waters to support Camp Kudzu.
This is Lewis Cuevas, owner of ESOG. Camp Kudzu provides year-round support for nearly 1,000 children, teens, and families. Together with our vibrant Camp Kudzu community, we can educate, empower, and inspire our youth living with type 1 diabetes.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Bulldogs Live continues with Coach Kirby Smart. Thanks for being here tonight. We appreciate it. The Bulldogs have an open date, unexpected earlier this week with the news. Open date, no game with Missouri this Saturday. That game hopefully will be rescheduled a little bit later, but the Dogs are off this weekend and will now set their sights on Mississippi State back home. It'll be great to be back home at Sanford Stadium a week from Saturday, hosting Mississippi State in a night game in Athens. 7:30 is the kick time for the Bulldogs and the Maroon Bulldogs in the conference. It's time for our Primerica Player of the Week, and the Bulldogs Player of the Week is presented by Primerica. Redshirt sophomore running back Zamir White from Laurinburg, North Carolina, rushed for more than 100 yards for the second consecutive game. Against Florida, he racked up 107 yards on only 7 carries, and that included that career-long 75-yard touchdown run on the Bulldogs' first play from scrimmage. White is Georgia's leading rusher this season, averaging 85 yards a game. He scored a team-best 7 touchdowns. Zamir White is the Player of the Week, presented by Primerica, the only company positioned to make the maximum impact on Main Street families. And, Coach, while we're on the subject of Zamir, just get your quick thoughts on his performance last week and how he's coming along. He's really churning out some yards for you.
He's tough. He's physical, man. He plays downhill with his pads going forward. You know, I thought his Kentucky game was one of the toughest, hardest-nosed performances we've had in a long time around here, because he earns his yards. I mean, he gets them the hard way. And he had a lot of yards after contact in that game where he carried people or he made somebody miss at the line and turned a zero gain into 4 or 5 yards gain. So he's doing really good things, and I'm excited to see him keep working them, and I hope we keep continuing to get him opportunities, because the touches he gets, he makes the most of.
You were gearing up to see another pretty good running back from Missouri, and Larry Roundtree. He had 37 carries in a game against Kentucky. That's a rarity, really, anywhere in college football these days. Did that kind of number surprise you when you see one guy get that many totes?
Well, you saw what type of game it was. It was a physical bloodbath when they played Missouri-Kentucky, and they found a go-to, and they went to it. They wore him out running him over and over, and he is as tough and as physical and just downhill runner as there is in our league. He makes guys miss. He's not exceptionally fast, but, man, he is physical when it comes time to have contact. He puts his pads down and runs through tackles, and it feels like we've played against him forever.
Merriweather and Tharp sponsors our Ask the Coach segment with Coach Smart. Merriweather and Tharp, you have questions, we have answers, and these are your questions. You send in with the hashtag AskCoachSmart via social media. Becca in Louisville, Georgia, wants to know, is the best way to put a loss behind you just to get back to the grind and work on getting better?
Yeah, that and also, you know, trying to show yourselves the mistakes you made and try to prevent those from happening again. I mean, it's a big part to learn from a loss and try to improve where you can get better and figure out who on your roster can help you. So that you don't put yourself in that situation again. And we're always, always trying to do that. And we tell our players that. It's not all about them. It's about us and what we can do to help them. But we need their energy and enthusiasm to grind and work and get better, like she mentioned.
Larry's question. Larry's from Alpharetta. He wants to know, has the defense been able to keep the energy up in practice without Richard LeCount?
Yeah, the practices, you know, haven't been the concern. Chris has gone in and done a good job in terms of creating energy, enthusiasm, making calls, communicating, talking to each other, making sure that everybody's on the same page. Those are all things you can do to keep that energy up. And to me, energy comes in different forms. Is it physical energy of running and hitting, or is it mental energy of communicating and talking? And that's the part we got to improve on the most.
How much of that is in practice? How much of that that kind of jubilant atmosphere between, you know, all the position groups and all that? A lot of talking, a lot of energy, a lot of upbeat stuff, urging guys to keep going. Is there a lot of that goes on in practice, or is it mostly the coaches doing all the talking?
It's both. I mean, I think leaders talk, and tough teams, tough defenses, they talk, they communicate, and that's what I feel like our guys have always done a good job of, challenging each other to, you know, jog off the field, finish your reps, more effort. But at the same time, it's communication of what we're playing, what we're doing. When we get information from the sideline, we got to carry it out on the field with us.
More of your questions for Coach Smart as we continue here on Bulldogs Live. Dog Nation, there's a unique chance to get your face inside Sanford Stadium for Homecoming 2020. Go to georgiadogs.com/bulldogcutouts to create your very own Bulldog cutout. It's easy to upload photos and customize cutouts for you, your family, and all of your friends. Your cutout will be visibly placed within the crowd at Sanford Stadium for the upcoming matchups against Mississippi State and Vanderbilt. All proceeds go to the COVID-19 Athletics Fund to support UGA student-athletes. Visit georgiadogs.com/bulldogcutouts for more details, and go Dogs. Go Dogs indeed. And we'll be back for more of your questions with Coach Kirby Smart here on Bulldogs Live right after this on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Northside Hospital reminds you to stay safe and stay healthy during the pandemic. It's easy to do a few simple things every day. Wash your hands frequently and disinfect hard surfaces in your home. Don't touch your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Always wear a mask in public and wash your hands before and after removing your mask. And if you're in a crowded place, stay at least 6 feet apart from others. For more information and CDC safety guidelines, go to northside.com/COVID-19.
Football fans, Terrapin Beer Company, Athens born and bred and longest running brewery, is proud to be a part of game day and every day. Let's raise our glasses and toast our Athens team with our hometown brew. Make Terrapin a part of your game day weekend traditions. Stop by the brewery Wednesday through Sunday to sample the best beer you can drink. Please drink responsibly, and as always, 21 means 21.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
I'm Monty Watson, UGA alum and chairman and CEO of the Piedmont Bank. As a banker, I know numbers, and the numbers that matter most to us Georgia fans are the numbers that are on the scoreboard when the clock runs out. But in business, there's no scoreboard, and the clock never stops. That's why at Piedmont Bank, banking is more than the numbers. Our business customers know they're ranked number one, and that means we never stop helping them reimagine their businesses in Georgia and beyond. Get to know us today at piedmont.bank/UGA. And most importantly, go Dogs.
Divorce was never part of our picture, but now it is, and I have so many questions. Will I keep my home? What will happen to my retirement? Where are the kids going to live?
This is Lee Merriweather. At Merriweather & Tharp, we know you have questions. That's why we have answers to common divorce questions through our website, podcasts, and a free phone consultation with one of our attorneys.
This is Bob Tharp. Now there's one place to find the answers you need. Merriweather & Tharp, with offices throughout Atlanta, helping clients through difficult times.
1545 Peachtree Street, 678-879-9000. Merriweather & Tharp, the Atlanta Divorce Team.com.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Bulldogs Live rolls along. Coach Kirby Smart is here taking your questions you sent in via social media with the hashtag AskCoachSmart. You can send those questions in anytime during the week with that hashtag, and we'll try to get to them here on the Thursday night show. The Bulldogs are off this weekend suddenly after getting the news yesterday. Missouri unable to go, so the Bulldogs game with the Tigers postponed till a later date, we are hoping. And so it's an open date this Saturday for Georgia football. It's time for our look ahead. It's brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. The penalty for getting a DUI can cost up to $10,000. That's why the Governor's Office of Highway Safety says drive sober so you won't get pulled over. And, Coach, what are you looking ahead to right now with Missouri off the schedule? Are you looking inward at our team right now for the next few days, or are you already looking at Mississippi State?
Well, as soon as we heard the news on the Mizzou game, we immediately, you know, took our eyes and said, okay, what do we got left and what order is it going to be? We don't 100% know that. So we do think that Mississippi State's next in line. That's on the schedule, and we had worked on them for the off week prior. So taking a look at their most recent games, seeing what we can do to give ourselves a better chance at success, maybe get a little early start on them. We certainly worked really hard on Wednesday on us, and then today worked on ourselves, but also a little bit on Mississippi State.
And their game with is Auburn, right? Their game with Auburn is one that has been postponed, along with Georgia and Missouri and Alabama, LSU, and Tennessee, and Texas A&M, I think, are the
That's
other
right.
ones.
Yep.
So it's going to be a light weekend of action in the SEC, but hopefully there will be some college football for us to enjoy on the weekend as the Dogs wrap around the weekend and get ready for Mississippi State back at home. It'll be nice to be in Athens for a change, won't it, next week?
Sure will. Seems like it's been a long time. And I saw where we got the night game, you know, so hopefully that'll create some more excitement, some cooler weather, and get the players pumped up to play.
Let's grab a few more questions from our list here. Hashtag AskCoachSmart gets them to us. Dan in Athens sent in this question. How do you shift your focus to a new opponent after focusing so much on Missouri?
Well, you just have to put it away. It's not much you can do. It's not like every week we get that close to a game plan being completed. We were all the way through third down red area. We didn't have much left to do when we got news of the game being postponed. So it was immediate transition to Wednesday's practice, and that's all you can do. I mean, the good news is when we do go to play them, we'll have a lot of information together, and we got good tape to watch.
Is there a little bit of a silver lining with the open date? I mean, considering the number of injuries that we have and the amount of work you want to give some other guys?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I think my concern would be the fact that, you know, we're not going to get many of those guys back, you know. And it's, I guess, maybe the back end of it is saying, okay, you're trading a game now for a game later. If I'm guaranteed the game later, then some of the guys may be back and they may be healthier 4 weeks from now rather than 1 week from now. So you may gain some guys on the back end, but it does extend the season longer, you know. And
yeah,
a lot of these guys have been getting ready and preparing, and so it makes that part longer.
Rodney's question, Rodney from Greenville, Georgia. What should George Pickens bring back to the offensive side of the ball when he's ready to go?
Well, hopefully ability to stretch the field in terms of vertically and horizontally. He's really good at getting open. He's quick out of his breaks. He's got great hands. So it's one of those things that he gives us a weapon and takes, you know, hopefully a half man or a whole man out of the box when he's out there. So that's a big part of it.
How much has the offense missed him, do you think?
I think it's affected the timing and things. He's certainly a key part of it. And there's, you know, I mean, he didn't affect the overthrows. You know, but like it was his fault that we missed some guys in the last game. But it certainly helps when he's there.
Zeke and Winder wants to know how much of the Missouri prep so far will come in handy whenever we do play them.
Yeah, we're hopeful. We're hopeful a lot of it does. I mean, obviously, we may have more games on them, so certain things change. Teams change based on who's in personnel-wise. Or, you know, are their D-linemen back? Are their linebackers back? What quarterback's in? So all that could change, but we certainly have a base plan in place when we do play them.
All right, we'll grab some more questions for Coach Smart in the next segment. We'll step aside for just a moment, and more Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart, continuing after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Hello and welcome to Keno Talk.
Hi, it's Dan. My parrot and I want to play Keno.
It's easy. You pick up to 10 numbers, then Keno picks 20.
Keno picks 20.
Sheesh.
The more you match, the more you win.
The more you match, the more you win.
I know already.
You can win up to $100,000 every 3.5 minutes.
$100,000 every 3.5 minutes.
I heard him.
Just play, you idiot. Just play, you idiot.
Put it out.
Play Keno from anywhere and win up to $100,000 over 300 times a day.
Your heart begins to heal the moment you choose Northside Hospital Cardiovascular Institute for your care. We've added a team of the nation's very best cardiovascular doctors to one of the top community hospitals in the country. With their leading expertise and the powerful resources of the Northside Network, our doctors get to the very heart of your needs. Because bringing the best possible care to Georgia is at the heart of everything we do. Northside Hospital Cardiovascular Institute. Excellence at heart.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At Zaxby's, there's nothing better than hand-breaded chicken. Unless it's hand-breaded chicken with sauce. From sweet to savory, mild to wild, even that world-famous Zax sauce. Whatever you're craving, we've got the sauce. At Zaxby's.
Get ready for kickoff at the UGA Bookstore, featuring the best Bulldog gifts and apparel. Shop all the great brands at the UGA Bookstore like Nike, Tommy Bahama, Vineyard Vines, and Southern Tide. The UGA Bookstore is the exclusive home of the UGA 10 collection by Peter Millar. The UGA Bookstore in the heart of campus, next to the Tate Student Center. Shop online 24/7 at UGABookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where dogs shop.
Hey, this is Tripp Strickland at Georgia Metals, and we are so much more than metal roofing. We're steel buildings, metal fabrication, custom welding. We're everything metal. So for all your metal needs, call Georgia Metals, where quality steel matters.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
We continue with Bulldogs Live and Coach Kirby Smart. Thanks for listening tonight, and thank you for sending in your questions. With the hashtag AskCoachSmart, you can get them to us anytime on any of Georgia's social media platforms. With that hashtag, we could use them here on the Thursday night show. And Bulldog fans, don't forget to shop the UGA Bookstore for the best in Georgia gear next to Sanford Stadium or online at 24/7 at UGABookstore.com. And keep an eye out for new arriving items and stay up to date on the in-store events and promotions this season by following them on social media at UGA Bookstore. The UGA Bookstore, it's where the dogs shop. Coach, if you can, real quick, can you tell us a little bit about your quarterback competition this week?
Yeah, we've been able to get, Stetson's arm, AC sprain, bothering him. We've been able to get Carson a lot of work. DeJuan's gotten a lot of work and JT a lot of work. So those guys have taken a lot of reps. We really didn't do scout work from Tuesday on, I guess it was, or Wednesday's practice and Thursday's. So we were able to get a lot of guys, a lot of reps. I love it when we can do that kind of work because it makes our second O-line better, our second receivers better, our defense is better. They just get to compete and go against each other. So all those guys have had a new form of energy to go out there and really work. And I think that's been good juice for the offense because it really helps when those guys get to go out and compete and see. I won't call it live action because it's not live action, but it's good on good work where the pocket is affected and the making decisions in the pocket is really critical to the quarterback position. And those guys have really taken it on well.
Sean in Athens wants to know how physical this week at practice has been, especially since the Bulldogs are a little banged up.
Well, I think you have to be smart about that. We always try to manage how much runs in practice versus how much passes in practice. And the physicality is, we're a physical team. We hit and we practice hard, and that's who we are. So to run the ball, you got to practice running the ball. So we're able to get about a period each day against each other, and then a lot of the other times are more 7-on-7 space plays and things like that.
And speaking of running and injuries, how is Kendall Milton?
He's banged up. He's got a MCL, and he hasn't been able to practice this week, but we're hopeful to get him back.
And he'd been really showing you some nice touches in his snaps that he was able to get in games. I mean, he really showed some bursts there.
He has. He's been really good at getting to second level, hitting holes and committing to them. He was in on the big Zamir run and made some key blocks and has done some good things.
Can you tell us about that first play against Florida last week and the exactly what went into the development of that and how you had success with it on that long touchdown run?
Well, the offensive staff felt like it could be a successful play. It was a different look. You're always trying to pitch to the defense and give them something different. They certainly prepare for what you do, and a lot of times it's a little wrinkle of something that gives them a new twist. And it wasn't more about the play. The play we run out of any personnel grouping, but it was the personnel grouping putting the extra tight ends and extra backs in, the three tight ends in together that helped us, we think. And it was blocked right. It was one of those things that if you block it just right, and I'm sure they would tell you they misfit it too. They didn't fit it just right. So it was able to spring, and the good thing is Amir took it from a 15, 20-yard run and made it a really big run.
Yeah, we hear a lot of the phrase a hat on a hat. Well, that was pure evidence of a hat on a hat. It was terrific blocking all the way to the edge, and then Zamir really – I don't know if he faster now than he has been since he's been here, because he really showed a great burst of speed and no one was even close to catching him.
Yeah, he had great burst on that. He's always been fast to me. He's just been getting faster with the knee recovery.
Let's grab another question for the coach before we jump into a break here. John in Milton, Georgia, how nice will it be to get back at Sanford Stadium after this long road stretch and the COVID postponement?
Yeah, it's going to be great. I know I can't wait to get in our locker room and get back to our fan base and have a night of energy and get after it, because I know our kids are excited for it.
During the season, do you practice at the stadium much?
We don't, unless we have a grass issue or maybe a night issue and we want to go under the lights, but we haven't done that very often.
Do you anticipate doing that before next week's game, since it is a night game?
No, I don't anticipate it.
All right. This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. We'll grab some more questions for the coach in our final segment with Kirby. That's coming up right after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Long-lasting protection against COVID-19 is crucial to a safe living and work environment. That's why Georgia Athletics has chosen CleanWell Services as their official disinfection partner. The trained technicians at CleanWell use a CDC and EPA-approved nanotechnology-based cleaner that sticks to surfaces for an industry-leading protection lasting beyond 30 days. The Bulldogs trust CleanWell, and if your business wants to keep your employees and customers safe, you also need to trust CleanWell. Visit CleanWell.services to get started today.
Sir, you're now being placed on arrest for driving under an influence.
What does that mean?
That means you've earned a night in the Green Bar Motel. During your stay, you'll be photographed, fingerprinted, and given a stylish jumpsuit. And each room has an ensuite bathroom.
Is all this free?
Oh, no. Fines, court costs, and legal bills could add up to $10,000 or more.
Save your money for a real hotel. Drive sober, or we will pull you over.
This message brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Dealing with constant changes, not easy. Letting go of my inner perfectionist, ooh, not easy. But crossing a few things off my financial to-do list, surprisingly simple.
Regions tools and advice make it easy to manage your money. From podcasts and webinars to budget and savings calculators, we'll help you find your financial comfort zone.
Those few little financial tweaks have made a big difference.
Check off some financial to-dos at regions.com/brave the beginning. Regions Bank, member FDIC, official bank of the SEC.
Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance was created in 1959 to provide financial protection for farmers and rural communities. Over the years, it has grown to protect all Georgians through affordable home, auto, and life insurance, helping Georgia build a strong agriculture industry and keeping the promises we made to our members. Our agents and members stand together for the values that make Georgia special: faith, family, and community. We stand together. We stand for you.
We are a farm bureau.
To Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. Thank you for being here tonight. Stick around after the coach is here. We'll have another hour of Bulldog Football Talk with Neil Williamson and the Bulldogs All-Stars. Your chance to talk directly to former Georgia players. You can call in at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 888-813-2947. You can go ahead and call now and line up to talk to those guys coming up in the next hour. Also, be sure to subscribe to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast. Each week you'll receive exclusive on-demand audio content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, including Coach Mart's weekly press conferences, Bulldogs Live, the Bulldog Brunch on Sunday. We have throwback game broadcasts there, lots more. Subscribe and download the podcast today. And be on the lookout for the new Shock and Ship podcast hosted by DJ Shockley and Wes Blankenship. A few of the guests so far this season have included Rodrigo Blankenship, who's having a great time in his rookie season with the Indianapolis Colts in the NFL. Todd Gurley, Brandon Boykin, just a few of the notable guests so far. That's the Shock and Ship podcast. Be sure to check it out at GeorgiaDogs.com. Let's grab a few more questions for the coach before we get out of here in hour number one. Nash in Noonan, Georgia. Coach wants to know what your assessment of how well the offensive line is gelling. He says, seems like they're doing a lot of work, even though we lost a lot at that position.
Yeah, I mean, those guys work really hard each day. I watch them in individual, and Coach Luke really puts them through the ringers, and they've gelled well. They play really hard together. There's a good nucleus there of just enough experience between Ben, Trey, Jamari got some starts and some playing time. Justin got some starts and playing time. Obviously, the one tackle over there with Warren, he's the kind of new guy. But with Warren Erickson, he's been able to provide us a little depth. So it's like we got enough guys that have played football to do a good job. And they're, a lot of them are classic overachievers, man. They fight. They work hard. And that's really what it's about to me when it comes to the offensive line. It's not a glamorous position. It's a how hard can I work? Can I outwork you? Can I out-tough you? And when you can do those things, you usually have success. And those guys have worked really hard to protect our quarterback, but to also make some run game.
Brian in Atlanta sends in the next question. What options does a versatile guy like James Cook give you on offense?
Well, he gives you multiple formations. You know, you feel like you can go empty, get a matchup, put him in the slots and move him around and help him. Him being healthy has been a critical part of that because we had all kinds of things with him, and then, you know, we lost him there for a little bit and been able to get him back now, and he's working really hard. He's a very versatile athlete in terms of catching the ball and running the ball out of the backfield.
He's your third leading rusher right now. Second leading receiver are the numbers that he's compiling. Is he giving you what you kind of expected at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think if he stays healthy, he's probably higher up in both those categories just because he's able to get the ball a lot more. But very pleased with how hard he works.
All right, Brian, thanks for your question. Bruce in Athens, we'll have the final one. We've got about 30 seconds to go. How much conditioning is the team doing at this point in the season?
It varies day to day. I tell them all the time it's going to be based on how hard they work, what's their intensity level, what's the energy level, and if we need to condition it into practice because we didn't run hard during practice, then we will. We come in, look at GPS reports, and the days that we're practicing for the last time for 3 or 4 days, we tend to condition more. But if we're going to be right back out there or if we're in a true game week, we probably don't condition as much.
Coach, thanks for your time. Enjoy the open date and get ready for Mississippi State next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Go Dawgs.
All right. That's Bulldogs Live with Coach Smart. More of the show next on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dawgs!